You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
If you were alive on September 11, 2001, I'm sure you remember the attacks on the World Trade Center and the other attacks that we endured on the Pentagon, and also the plane that was grounded on the way to the White House. You probably also remember when George W. Bush was standing at the rubble, and people were yelling, "We can't hear you." And he said, "The world hears you, and pretty soon the people that brought these buildings down are going to hear from all of us." And with that, we launched a war on terror to root out Al-Qaeda. But one thing that happened from that is we saw actually really entering that war, we really didn't see a clear end or a clear vision of how to end the war, how to get out of Afghanistan. And we've been there for up until just recently for almost 20 years. And many people have died. Many people even that really, because we're trying to build a nation. We're going to talk about some of this today, and also talk about the disastrous withdrawal and really how our government has failed to protect innocent human life and the lives of the men and women who serve in this nation, the lives of the people who the Afghans who fought and who risked their lives to interpret for our nation. There's even one, and many of those are left. The interpreters and some Americans are still in Afghanistan. They need our prayers, and we need to really pressure our government to protect them. There's even an Afghan interpreter who in 2008 saved the life of then-Senator Joe Biden, who was left in Afghanistan, was not brought back or brought to America for safety. He is now in hiding because if the Taliban finds him, he probably will be killed. Now we're going to look at what the Bible has to say a little bit about war, also about what the Bible has to say about national defense and our condition as individuals, also what makes a nation great, what makes a nation that can stand on its own, a nation, and what qualities are necessary for a people to live in peace, with one another. You see, we're not just going to pick on the Biden administration. We're going to apply the Word of God to what we have seen and what we've been through in this nation with this war. And really, what we're going to see is that there are more than one administration that is at fault, and we actually need to go back to a place where we would actually serve God and keep His commandments. The first thing that we're going to look at, and many people actually believe, many people on one side of the aisle actually decry the national defense and money being spent for the defense of our nation. One thing these people need to realize, though, is that national defense is one of the few legitimate functions of government. And when I say few, there are only a few legitimate functions of government. Where do I get that idea? From reading the Bible. You can actually read the Bible. God is the creator of the earth. He's the creator of us. He created families. He created the church. He created the government. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. The Bible instructs us to pray for those in authority over us. In America, we also have the right and responsibility to vote for those in elected office. September 21st, the city of Port St. Lucie is holding a special election for mayor and city council, District 3. FloridaVotesValues.com has produced a voter guide for this special election. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to find out where the candidates stand on issues that matter to you. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for A Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that. And we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. All right, and welcome to A Faster PC Radio here today. Today is a little bit different than normal. You know, this is the 20th anniversary of 911. So we are here. We will be answering computer questions if you have computer questions. But we're also, in addition to that, we're also here ready to, to talk about 911 and to talk about some of the things that happened during that time. And I'm sure everyone here, if you were alive, if you were old enough, to remember that day, I'm sure you remember. You know, if you have your intellectual capacity still, I'm sure that you do remember. So we are going to actually be talking about that to some extent today, and also talking about some of the changes that happened because of that, some of the ways we even saw
soul technology that happened there as well. So this is something that we're going to be going over today, and we do have a good friend of the show on. And by the way, I'm working on getting the live stream going. So the live stream will be going here in just a minute. I'm actually doing this show remotely. I'm at a church up in Leesburg, and we're actually here for a Family Research Council Stand Courageous men's meeting. And so there are about 600 men that are committing to be godly men, to be a husband, the godly husband, a godly father. And this is a great thing. It's definitely needed. If you've listened to our church radio shows in the last few months, you've seen how we really have been talking quite a bit about family, about the importance of family. It's one of the biggest things that we really need in America, I think, is to restore the family and especially to restore fathers and to encourage fathers to be more involved in their homes. By the way, those that are watching on Facebook, once we get the stream going, I do have my green screen right now, but my battery's not charged up all the way. So in fact, we're at 48%. So at some point, I might actually move my table and plug into power. And at that point, I'll lose my green screen. But we do want to invite Alan Love. I know Alan's a good friend of mine. And I know he's a friend of, he's been on, when he was in Port St. Lucie. He's no longer in Port St. Lucie. He abandoned us and actually went to Las Vegas. But when Alan was here, he was on WCNO quite a bit. He was on WPSL quite a bit. He was actually there for the Team Martech shows. And also, in addition to that, he did the prayer and praise he did prayer and praise for, at WCNO, and also, in addition, he also was on this show quite a bit, and that's we're very happy to have him here. So we are actually getting the stream going right now. So we're streaming a Faster PC Radio, and you can actually check that out over on our Facebook page. And, just like we say, if you're not there right now, that's okay, because you can actually watch this at your convenience. You can listen to it. Any part that you miss, you can check that out. So, Alan, welcome to a Faster PC Radio. I know you're old enough to remember 911 and what actually happened there. Can you just share? I know you were actually have some important insight. I remember. Let me just, right before we bring Alan on, let me just give you a little bit of my recollection of 9/11. I remember that day. My wife used to like to watch some of the morning news shows. And she was watching the morning news show when the first plane hit the World Trade Center. And just to show you how much technology has changed since then, I think that was a tube TV. And I'm not sure exactly how we were watching at our house, but we went to the store. We opened up at, I think we opened up then at it was either 8 or 9. I can't remember exactly when we opened there. But one of the things that we did when we opened, we actually had a tube TV with a rabbit ears antenna on top of it. And we tuned into one of the local radio, one of the local TV stations, and we actually watched as the second plane, Robert, who is our technician in the shop, he was there that day, but we watched as the second plane hit the second World Trade Center tower, and we were just really shocked by what was happening. And I know really everyone that saw that, I think, was shocked by what was happening. I recall the next few days you actually saw something that is kind of rare in Washington, D.C. You saw Democrats and Republicans joining together in prayer on behalf of this nation. And that was pretty significant to see. You also saw churches, not just on Sunday, you know, and a lot of times churches aren't quite filled to capacity even on Sunday, but you saw churches throughout the week opening up and having prayer services, and you saw people coming there on a daily basis, coming to their church and praying for our country and praying that God would touch this country and bring us back to Him, and that God would protect us and restore the protection that we once experienced in this country. So I want to bring in Alan, and Alan, if you can just share a little bit about your recollection of that day.
Well, Brian, what I'd like to do is I'd like to not only share about 9/11/2001, but also talk about some of the historical perspectives that led up to how financial markets and technology was impacted on 2001. And I'd like to go all the way back to 1929, the start of the Great Depression. One of the things that was a real catalyst there is that many people were first-time investors in the 1920s. The economy was booming, and there was very little regulation. You could buy stock only putting up 10% of the amount of money that was required. So in other words, if you had $1,000, you could buy $10,000 worth of stock. The problem was when the market started to go down, if the value of the stock lost 50%, you not only lost your $1,000, but you owed the brokerage firm $4,000 to make up that $5,000 loss, and most people didn't have it. And at the time, we didn't have the regulation that we do today, like the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. And so that's really exacerbated the downturn. And what happened out of that is obviously the Securities and Exchange Commission was formed. And the next thing I want to go to is 1987.
Alan, we'll pick that up on the other side because we have a hard break coming up. But guys, you can listen.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Answer your computer questions. And of course, we are talking, because this is September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center, also the attack on the Pentagon, and the planned attack that was thwarted on the White House. And so we are actually talking about this. We're actually going over this. We're in the shop ready to fix computer problems too. And if you have computer questions, we'll answer those. But Alan Love is on the line with us, and he is actually has been explaining to us some of the things that went into how the technology was affected by the attacks on the World Trade Center. So, Alan, I know you were about to jump into to some new topics there. I just wanted to bring you back in to share what you were about to share with us.
Thank you, Brian. The next year I want to talk about after 1929 and the Great Depression is 1970. That was the year that a new government agency started called the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. And what that was it was somewhat similar to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation for banks. It's called SIPC. What SIPC would do is if you had money with a brokerage firm and they had financial problems, your portfolio was insured up to $500,000 and your cash was insured up to $250,000. So what that did on 9/11/2001 is many brokerage firms, especially in the New York area, had problems. Obviously, the most serious one was a firm that started in 1945, Cantor Fitzgerald. They were basically an institutional brokerage firm and bond firm, and they had 960 people in the Twin Towers on that day. 658 of them were lost when the towers came down. That was 68% of their New York workforce. And I'm not going to take the time now, but it's a fascinating story, and it's on the net of what they did as a firm for their employees who lost members of their family, and how they survived. And to this day, Cantor Fitzgerald is very much a worldwide surviving firm in the financial service industries. Excuse me. But now, in regard to 2001, it was amazing to me how the New York Stock Exchange and the other exchanges were only closed for 4 days. Trading occurred on Monday, September 10th. That was a pretty normal day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 9,065. That morning of 9/11, I was getting dressed to go to my office, and I was in Milwaukee at the time in the central time zone when the first plane hit. It was only 7:45, and so I was looking at the TV, and when that happened, I just stayed and watched the TV, but then I got a call from my firm saying that that the firm may not open today, and we'll get back to you, and obviously it didn't. There was no trading on 9/11 Milwaukee time. The market was supposed to open at 8:30 in the morning, 9:30 Eastern time, but by 8:05, the New York Stock Exchange had already said that there would be no trading on Tuesday, 9/11. The market stayed closed until the next Monday. And on that next Monday, most of the major averages lost 7%. And for the week, that first week of trading from September 17th through September 21, most of the averages were down between 11 and 14%. But then the market started to recover. And where technology really played an important role is the transition had already started from human trading where you had people doing the transactions for everybody on the floor, and that's why at that time a daily volume was in the 4 to 5 million share range for everything. Now one stock can easily trade 4 million shares in a day because of electronic trading and computerization. But at that time, it was new, but it was very helpful to have those systems beginning to work and to make the transition from mostly floor trading, where human beings bid it, to where computers assisted by matching up orders. And, of course, they could match up tons of orders in nanoseconds. And so that, to me, was the biggest impact of what happened on 9/11 as far as the technology. Another significant impact, which really dates back to the crash in 1987 in October, when the Dow lost 22% in one day, is it instituted circuit breakers, which means that if the averages fall initially 7%, the market will close for 15 minutes just to digest things, check out the systems. And one thing that I would say is that it has become a lot safer through technology for the individual investor to invest in the market. That is not to say on the speculative end of things, because you're taking a lot of high risk. But those people that buy good quality stocks, that deal with reputable financial brokers, financial planners, and reputable financial firms that have been around for a while, I'm talking years, they have the best chance of getting good advice to minimize losses. And these events are going to keep occurring. They're called black swan events. You're never going to stop the market from having days or weeks where it goes down substantially. The latest example of that was the COVID crisis in February and March last year. But look at how quickly the market recovered and went to new highs. So I'm very much, I'm out of the business now. I retired in 2010. But especially for younger people, I have no problem, especially investing in big United States companies. Regulation has improved vastly since I started in the business in 1985, and that is the positive. But we should always remember that we're talking about money, and 9/11 is about people's lives, the loss, the impact that they had. And again, I suggest you read the Cantor Fitzgerald story on the net, because it is not only about money, it is about the people and how a firm was brought to their knees and today is one of the top worldwide financial firms in the world.
Right? Well, and not only was that firm brought to their knees, but really the whole nation was to a large extent, and not just figuratively, but also literally. Many people were, as I mentioned earlier, joining in prayer for this nation. Even people in other countries were praying for this nation, and you know it's still very, very brings back a lot of touching memories, painful memories, but touching memories. We really need to not just, when there's an event like that, but we really need to be praying on a daily basis for not only for ourselves, but also for our families, for our church and our fellow Christians that we know, but also for our city, our county, our state, our nation, and not only for our nation, but for all the nations of the earth. You know, there are a lot of countries that right now, Haiti is going through a lot right now. Of course, Afghanistan is, and we even have Americans that are stranded in Afghanistan going through a lot right now. So, you know, we need to you know, it shouldn't take a 911 to bring us to our knees, to actually go to the Lord in prayer and to realize and recognize our dependence upon Him and to cry out to Him on behalf of our nation. You know, this is something that we should do. And, you know, the technology, you talked about, you know, the technology, and I know the technology has changed quite a bit since 2001. You know, I talked about how I watched the Second World Trade Center, the plane fly into the Second World Trade Center on a small television with rabbit ears. And today, if you use an antenna, a lot of people don't watch TV with an antenna anymore. But if you do watch TV with an antenna, you can actually get way more channels than what you could get back then. Even we've talked about and Alan and I did a series of shows on cord cutting, and one of the things that we talked about was going to an antenna. You know, if you go to a digital antenna today, you do have to have a digital television or a converter box. I think the government was giving away the converter boxes for free for a while. You know, most people have a modern television today. But you know, even if you don't, you can get a converter box, but you can watch even more channels. And you know, having the ability to watch, and I know, you know, we have disasters that happen here when we have hurricanes, and this is something that I know WPSL is, you know, WPSL, WSTU, they're on the air during a hurricane. We tune into those. You know, there are a lot of good opportunities to be able to actually listen to radio, watch television, and even streaming. I know last year during you know, when there were storms that were impacting us, you know, when the television stations lost power, they were still streaming, and I guess they had backup generator, but they were still streaming to Facebook. And my wife was watching the news reports, you know, of the hurricane on Facebook. So there has been a lot of technology that has changed, that has helped us to keep up to date with what is happening. You know, God forbid if we were to have another attack like we had on 911. You know, I think we would have even more information going on now. More, you know, that would be shared even more than it was back then on 20 years ago. Quite a bit has changed. But, you know, technology was still out. And, you know, I know, Alan, you're older than I am, so you've seen even more technology change than I have. But just think about it. Those of you that are old enough to remember the technology that has changed in the last 20 years.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio heard on this station every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour. You're listening to a Faster PC radio heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com And we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions.
We're back, we are ready to answer computer questions, but you know, this is a different day. So if you want to call up and just share some of your memories from 911 20 years ago, you can definitely do that. Our number is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. I did, by the way, in the last break, my battery was getting low. It was getting down to 21%. If you've heard me talk about computer batteries, you know, when they get to 20%, you should be plugging them in if you can. And really, obviously, if they get to 20%, you know, I had gone in the first two segments of the show from 58% down to 21%. So I obviously was not going to make it through the rest of the show if I didn't plug in. So I did move during the last break to plug in. I didn't have my computer charged up, plugged in long enough to be charged up. And by the way, the new Lenovos, we've talked about the batteries on the Lenovo laptops and how they have software that can called conservation mode, where you can keep from charging it all the way so that your battery stays about in the middle so that everything is okay there. And the newer ones also have a quick charge function as well. Well, mine doesn't have a quick charge function, but and I didn't plug it in early enough. That's one thing you have to kind of gear up for. It's just plugging it in, learning how long it takes to charge up, and so on. But hey, we still have Alan Love on the line, and of course, if you're here, if you're listening, you want to share, you know, some of your recollections of 911. I know Cliff, you know, you're old enough to remember that.
Well, I remember getting a call from my mother, and she said it looked like a plane just flew into the World Trade Center. I turned the TV on, and I thought I was seeing a rerun because the second plane was hitting at that time, and I thought I was watching a rerun of what had already happened.
Right, right.
There were two planes. In fact, there were two more planes. How they one went to Washington, one went to Paris.
Yes, yes, yes. And Cliff, I know the second plane hit during the swap shop also. Were you on the swap shop that day?
I don't think so. I'm,
okay.
I recall being at home that day. I had one of those rare days off.
they might have given you the day off.
What day was it?
It was a Tuesday. It was a Tuesday.
Well, I should have been on the swap shop.
Yeah. Or you were playing hooky that day.
Well, maybe I was looking at the monitor in the studio.
It could be.
And
yeah.
I have gotten a call from my mother on the swap shop about it.
That's right. That's right. Well, hey,
remember.
I'm sure your mother would, okay, it's 9 o'clock. Let's call Clip on the swap shop. I'm going to get a hold of him now.
That's when the kids call.
Yeah. I've gotten a few phone calls during this show. I have to, I can't, I can take your calls on the radio, but anyway, it definitely did impact many people, that day. And Alan, I know that since that time, you know, we have had, like I was mentioning, how I watched television that day in the shop, because we didn't have streaming television, and you didn't have YouTube, and you didn't have Instagram and Facebook and all the other outlets, the social media outlets that are available today. But you know, the news distribution has changed quite a bit since that time because of these social media. Another thing that's changing is the number of cameras that are available at any given point, at any given location. There are multiple cameras that are available that police now can use to help catch a criminal or find out what really happened in an accident. There's even a lot of cars have cameras that are recording now. I know, Alan, you brought us through some of the technology changes. Maybe you can bring us through maybe a little bit further from that day to closer to where we are today with trading and the Sox.
I just want to mention also, what kind of calls was I getting from my clients? What were they concerned about? Some of them, you could hear the fear in their voice. Were they about ready to lose everything? And that's why it was so important that SIPC came in 1970, because I had the peace of mind to tell my clients that their money was safe, that it was insured up to the limits, not insured as far as losing value in stock trading, but the account was insured, the cash was insured up to the limits. And that, I think, helped the market to recover as quickly as it started to do after 9/11. And as far as the technology today, obviously, to me, the biggest change is being able to be your own money manager right from home, either on your desktop computer, your laptop computer, or your phone. I can make any transaction in my accounts just on my phone, and they're instantaneous, or I can protect positions by putting in orders that will automatically sell my position if it drops to a certain level. And that is amazing that today, if you spend the time to get knowledge, if you find a niche that you're comfortable with, you can be your own money manager. And now, most of the firms online, there is absolutely no cost to make a transition. That to me is the biggest change that technology has made in the brokerage industry. But we only have a couple of minutes left, Brian, and I just want to say a prayerful thought to everybody that we can never forget 9/11, just like we can't forget the Holocaust of World War II. And I want to make a personal prayer to everybody in our listening audiences and throughout the world that the most important thing in our lives is not money, it's the Lord. Brian,
yes.
Back to you.
Yes, yes. I definitely agree, Alan. And we can get together, and I know we've done shows where we've talked about trading. We've talked about some of the new technology that is being implemented, and even how some of the technology impacts the market. And we can do that, perhaps we'll have Alan back at another time to talk a little bit about that. But one of the things that we did just want to remind you guys that of the importance of remembering those who died that day, those their family members, those who, and we've been at war up until just recently for almost 20 years, and there are people that died during that time defending this country as well, including just recently 13 Marines that were killed at a security checkpoint. Those are husbands, their sons, their daughters, their wives, their mothers, their fathers, and they paid the ultimate sacrifice, to secure our freedom. Those that fought and died in the wars, and of course, those who were attacked in 9/11, they were just a part of. They just went to work that day. They didn't sign up to be killed. They just went to work that day. That day, probably most of us woke up just like we would every other day. Probably it took a while even to realize, for a lot of people, to realize what was happening, what was going on. But it is important to remember and I just want to encourage everyone, as you remember and you think about that time, you think about, maybe you said more prayers for this country than normal. You know, maybe you were more willing to put your differences aside, even with maybe a political opponent or someone else. You know, you can actually you know, we just want to encourage you just to think about that time, but also to recommit to take this time of memory, of remembering, to recommit to praying for not only yourself and your family, you know, and just remember that, you know, when you see your family, it's important to be kind to them. It's important to be gentle. You know, I remember growing up, my dad always talking about something that his grandmother taught him, that, you know, whenever he was in an argument with one of his siblings, his grandmother would say, you know, what if that was your last conversation with them? You being mad at them, and, you know, you had to live with that for the rest of your life. You know, there were people that went to work that day that didn't come home. You know, what if they had an argument with their spouse or with their child that day? You know, you never know when today is, could be, you know, when a day could be your last day, or when a moment could be your last moment. So we need to make sure that we're, you know, living at peace as much as we can with other people. Also, in addition to that, we want to just remember how important it is to pray for our families, for our loved ones, and to show them the love, to let them know how much we love them, how much we care for them, but to also pray for our churches, to pray for the strength of our churches, to pray for our nation, to pray for our cities, our counties, our state, and our nation, and to really just you know, be committed to that, not just one day a year, but to be committed to crying out on behalf of this nation on a daily basis, to just lift this nation up in prayer at every time where this nation has had difficult times. This nation has turned to God in prayer, and we need to do so even more so today, in each and every day, to lift up our voices on behalf of this nation and cry out to God for her.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Government Policies That Discriminate Against Families, Nation Building, and the Disastrous Withdrawal from Afghanistan. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista, and we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. The Bible instructs us to pray for those in authority over us. In America, we also have the right and responsibility to vote for those in elected office. September 21st, the city of Port St. Lucie is holding a special election for mayor and city council, District 3. FloridaVotesValues.com has produced a voter guide for this special election. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to find out where the candidates stand on issues